This is Bob Fisher reporting for Talking Travel. I'm in beautiful downtown Boise, Idaho at the equally beautiful Grove Hotel. And I'm on the fifth floor in the fitness center, a Gold's Gym, and I'm talking to an incredibly interesting Boise native by the name of Carla Patterson. Hello, Carla. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine, thanks.
You have a very interesting story, or stories, plural, I think. And I want to talk, I've heard it told around the hotel that you are actually the reincarnation of Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, my secret's out. That's right. I was born on the very day that she died, on August 4th, 1962.
Wow. What's it feel like to be Marilyn Monroe reincarnated?
Well, all my neighbors are really jealous of me, and, you know, they get mad when I don't cut my grass, or when, you know, I have a bunch of wild parties and throw beer cans around, and it's seriously just because they're jealous.
Right. Why would they be jealous? Just because you're Marilyn Monroe?
Well, you know, I'm an international sex symbol, and so it's very confusing to them. You know, I think they're conflicted about it.
This must help business, though, at Gold's Gym here in the Grove Hotel.
Oh, heavens, yes. Oh, people are just buying memberships. They only come in when I'm here. And so, yeah, I'm appreciated around here. It's great.
Now, I've also been told that you have 7 children.
I do. I have 7 kids, ages 10 to 19. 6 of them are boys, and I've got one incredibly beautiful daughter who's 18.
And that's a lot of kids for a person who, you know, looks 18 years old.
I love you. You're my new best friend. Can you come to my house? Well, I'm 43, actually. And, some people think I started when I was 12. But I think the reason I look young is because I lived in Minnesota for 10 years. And it's pretty much like, you know, being in a refrigerator. And, so I started having kids when I was 23 or 24. And I just love babies, and, you know, they're a lot of work. I had 5 kids under the age of 6, and so when my oldest started kindergarten, the teacher was asking questions, and how many brothers and sisters do you have? And he said that he was the oldest of 5, and she wouldn't believe him. And he's like, oh, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, there's 5. So, it's interesting, everybody.
How do you run a family of 7 children?
I just don't care. I just give up hope. And, you know, they kind of just are real individuals. We have cereal about 3 nights a week for dinner. And they have just accepted the fact that mom just has this weird lifestyle. And that, you know, but on the other hand, I go to all their school stuff. And I used to homeschool them. I homeschooled for like 8 years. And so I have indoctrinated them in my own quirky way. And what's great is that they are real individuals. They go out and do strange things too. We have something called home shows at our house, which, you know, again, the neighbors are really jealous because I'm Marilyn Monroe, so they get mad. But we'll have like 7 or 8, sometimes 9 or 10 bands come to our house and play in the basement. In fact, my basement has its own website. It's called The Basement. It's pretty clever. And we'll have like 150 kids. I'm not kidding. We'll have like 150 like black clad chained, you know, goth kids come over, and my kids charge admission, and they go down in the basement, and I believe there's some moshing going on, but I'm not allowed down there.
What's moshing?
You know, I'm not quite sure, but it has to do with jumping on other people and hurting yourself.
Is this a Boise phenomenon?
I'm not sure. I have heard that it's kind of growing in popularity to have these home shows. There's a guy that actually sets these up. He's kind of the Don King of home shows, and he actually pays me money when they have these big shows. I can't remember his name, but and he says that it's going on, and I've seen that these bands will come around. They come from Sun Valley or Salt Lake or Twin Falls, and you know, not from very far, but they're actually really, really good bands, and it's extremely loud, and the police come out a lot, which I'm glad, because we're never doing anything illegal, and so that shows the neighbors. I think the police the last few times haven't even come out. They're like, oh no, you guys aren't doing anything illegal, but yeah, it's a lot of fun.
No, a little bird also told me that you are a stand-up comedian.
I am. If my life isn't quite weird enough, I do comedy at the local comedy club, the Funny Bone. It's the only full-time comedy club in Boise. And I got started last November, and the manager was just going, "Where have you been all my life?" So I get up there and just tell the truth. I have just crazy, weird stories to tell, and I get up there and people laugh.
Now, I'm full of inside information here, you know, and I also, you know, heard as I was riding up the elevator that you actually have a bit of a Canadian connection. Of course, I'm from Canada. Tell me about your Canadian connection.
I lived in Nova Scotia for 19 months.
One of my favorite destinations, by the way.
Oh, it was fabulously beautiful. And the problem with Nova Scotia is when you take pictures of it, and you get them developed, it never does it justice. It is just, you just pretty much have to stand and stare to get the quality of it. It was so beautiful, and the lighthouses and the people, everybody calls every man buddy, and it's just pretty laid back.
What were you doing in Nova Scotia?
Well, I was actually on a mission for my church.
What church is that?
This is the Mormon church. I thought, you know, I'm just really into adventure, and so anything that I can do that's out of the ordinary, whatever, I try for. And I heard other
people, like a religious adventure.
Oh yeah, or any adventure. I'm up for anything. And so yeah, I heard about this opportunity, and I thought I could do this, and so I did it. I loved it. I loved the people, and you know, I generally just wherever I go, I start out. I don't know. I just end up loving it. I just want to live everywhere.
Tell me again the full and correct name for the Mormon Church.
Oh, it's called the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and that's what they prefer.
Okay. Now, are you still a Mormon?
I am. I don't go as often as I should. I encourage my kids to go, but it's so early in the morning. And so that's a justifiable excuse.
Can you talk to me briefly about the Mormon Church in Idaho or Boise? I understand it has a fairly significant influence in the community.
Sure. I love how you say about, but you also pronounce Boise correctly.
Because I didn't say Boise.
I'm very impressed. And so I forgot the question.
Okay. The question was, tell me a bit about the Mormon Church in Boise.
Oh, okay. Boise. Boise. I've heard that it's 20% of the population, and it's growing, but it's not completely well received. But I, you know, compared to Minnesota, it's very strange living here, because I can see from my front porch probably about 10 neighbors' houses that are LDS, which is, you know, the acronym, and so. You know, I'm not a perfect Mormon, and so it's funny because they can keep tabs on me, and you know, but I don't care. It's fine. They can think what they want. But
now, I want you to, just a last question here. I'd like you to give some personal recommendations to our listeners on Talking Travel about what to see and do in Boise.
Oddly enough, one of the coolest things here is the penitentiary. I can't even pronounce it.
Penitentiary. It's easy for you to say.
Penitentiary. It has been closed for, decades, but it's the site of the only, and this is morbid, the only electrocution that was ever done, and it's just old and cool, and there's tour guides. Another place that is absolutely fabulous is the Botanical Gardens, and sometimes they have live music there. I can't even describe how cool. It has different themes, and it's huge, and it's just beautiful, and a nice photo op. What else? There's the Boise Hawks, and there's a hockey team, and I can't remember their name. The Boise Hawks is baseball, and they have a huge following. And you know, my little boy went to one of the games a year or so ago and just ran down in the field and got every single player to sign a baseball. And so we have that. That's pretty cool. They're just, you know, people in Boise are just pretty cool. And then we have, you know, major concerts. Eric Clapton's been here. Elton John's been here. And, you know, right there, Elton John.
And, of course, you've been here.
Oh, well, of course. That trumps them all, doesn't it? You know, Bill Cosby. You know, you can eat your heart out because Carla Patterson is in town.
Thank you very much, Carla.
Oh, it was very fun. What an adventure.